Yearbooks, you would get them every single year, and that was in middle school too. Sometimes
middle school. I had one. No, I did too.
You're right.
But only one. It was like ours was special. Like, I don't know why our fifth grade class got one. But
yeah, no, I think in like fifth grade I got one too. Yearbooks are the best thing ever.
No, well, because in elementary school yearbooks are like grown up. It's like middle school and high school.
I feel like in fifth grade though I did have one because they're like you're about to go to middle school.
Oh, I still have mine.
I think I have all my yearbooks. I still have my parents' house. Okay. Yearbooks are the greatest things ever because you have, like, you take your class picture at the beginning of the year.
And individual pictures.
Yes, individual picture. And, like, and you have, like, you know, and then like in elementary school, you would have, like, you know, Mrs. Jones or, like, whatever, like, with your class, like, who was your main teacher. Mm-hmm. But then, like, in middle school and high school, then it's your grade. So grade 9, grade 12, grade whatever.
Yeah. In
Canada,
well, we didn't even have, like, class pictures. We had a school picture.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, sometimes you have class pictures, so, like, your grade, and then other times you have, like, your school
picture.
The
entire school.
I feel like I've had both, like.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's, like, and you'd also have, like, random pictures from the entire year with little captions. You'd have articles, and you'd have, like, the most hilarious, or, like, in high school, the most likely to grow up, and the most likely to be president, the most likely to do this.
Unfortunately, because I went to an alternative high school, we didn't have the most likely. Oh. Like, there was no, like, election thing, but that is pretty common to have, like, an election for most likely to do whatever. And then, like, there's also usually, like, clubs, there's, like, the random pictures, but then there's, like, clubs for, like, sports, that's a big one. And senior pictures are huge in the States. Like, that's, mm-hmm. So that's your last year of high school, grade 12.
Senior picture was great. I still had long hair, because, like, because you took your senior picture the summer before, mm-hmm. and...
Yeah, that's right.
Like, you would always... the first month back in school, my senior year, I dove, and the pool mm-hmm. water, the chlorine, killed my hair, so I cut it off. So my senior picture, I still had long hair, but the entire school year, I had short hair.
When you do senior pictures, you do them usually the summer before your mm-hmm. senior year, so your last year of high school, and you get, like, different poses, and you have different outfits, and you usually get your hair done, and
makeup. You get one wearing your cap and gown, holding your
diploma. Well, if you have a cap and gown. If you have a cap and gown, then you do that.
They had one there waiting for us. We didn't even have to have it yet.
For undergrad, from university, I did that. Like, they had a cap and gown waiting. A cap and gown waiting for us, and then, like, a fake diploma that you would hold, and that would be, like, your university picture, which I did for university. But for high school, I didn't do that because we didn't have cap and gowns.